The State Department has been urging American citizens to leave Egypt. So far, some 2,000 have. Among the evacuees is Laura Murphy. She's director of the Washington Legislative Office of the ACLU. Murphy was on vacation in Egypt celebrating her sister's birthday when the protests began. And she joins us now from London. Welcome to the program.
Thank you, Michelle.
This is a vacation you're never going to forget.
Never, ever, ever.
When you were traveling to Egypt, did you have any inklings that this was about to kick off on January 25th?
Well, you know, oddly enough, about a month ago, Anthony Romero, the head of the ACLU, organized a meeting with Secretary of State Hillary Clinton for an international group of civil liberties leaders, about a dozen. And I remember the compelling story given by the head of a civil liberties organization in Egypt about the state of civil liberties, how elections were a joke, how there was just grinding poverty, and how there was tremendous corruption. So I knew that Egypt was in a pressure cooker, but I had no idea that on the very day we arrived that the protests would break out and they would just carry on the entire time we were in Egypt.
At what point did you become afraid for your safety?
Well, I became concerned about our safety the second day we were there. We had to go down different streets because there were blockades, either by protesters or by police. And then the internet went down, and then Twitter and Facebook went down. We went out of the city on Thursday to Giza, and we came back in, and it was very difficult to get to our hotel, and we had to be let off a bus several blocks away from our hotel. And coming straight at the bus, 30 people across, were hundreds and hundreds of protesters running toward the bus. And they got close to the bus, and they asked us to get out of the way. And they came, and they looked in the bus. And I think because we were largely an African-American group, they gave us the peace sign, and then they told the bus driver to move, and they insisted that we get led into the Opera House parking lot, and the parking attendant wouldn't lift up the gate, so they started screaming at the parking attendant. And so we got out of the bus. We ran toward our hotel. We got in the hotel. Notes were slipped under our door saying, "Do not leave your room." They locked the elevators.
Amazingly, the vacation tour continued. The next day, the group went to Alexandria, but police gave them only 10 minutes to see the catacombs before sending them back to Cairo. Next, they flew to Luxor. The group saw the Temple of Karnak and more protesters. The planned cruise down the Nile was scrapped due to unrest along the river. Finally, Laura Murphy and her sister secured tickets for a flight out of Luxor.
Our flight was supposed to leave at 9 in the morning. We didn't leave until 4:30, and until we were on the plane, we were not sure we were taking off. And then
Were you on a commercial flight at that point?
We got on a commercial Egyptian Air flight. The problem was they couldn't get a crew. The crew members were dealing with looters and hooligans in their neighborhoods, and so they were trying to protect themselves and their families. You know, when we got on the plane, a British citizen who was there for a six-week vacation cut his vacation short by 5 weeks, and he was desperate to get on this trip. And when he got on the plane and he sat down, he had a heart attack, and he died. And so we had to delay the flight.
Wait, this was on the flight that you were on?
This was on the flight that I was on. We had to wait for him to be carted off the plane. I didn't see him carted off the plane. I didn't see him die. But the passengers on the airline were abuzz.
Laura, you deal with civil liberties issues every day. Will your experience there in some way inform your work here? Has it changed your thinking, widened your perspective in some way?
Absolutely. I will bring back a special level of passion to our internet rights, our free speech rights, our rights to assembly, because I could see so clearly how the control of this by the government could turn so easily into a tool of oppression.
Laura Murphy, thank you so much for talking to us. Get back to the state safely.
Thank you, Michelle.
That's Laura Murphy. She's the director of the Washington Legislative Office of the ACLU. She spoke to us from London.